I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Another group of believers faces persecution in India. Learn the whys and hows coming up. And small business plays a critical role in church supports in Cuba. It's time to find your place in these stories and more on Mission Network News. Hindu extremists recently attacked, beat, and threatened 8 believers in India's Jharkhand state who refused to recant their faith. David Curry of Open Doors USA says that, unfortunately, this isn't unusual for Indian Christians. And what's more, India's government is unlikely to take action.
Since Prime Minister Modi and his political party, which has a very nationalistic, extremist Hindu agenda, since they took over several years ago, you've seen a sharp rise in the persecution of Christians.
And that spike has landed India in the number 10 spot in Open Doors World Watch List, a ranking of countries with the worst persecution of Christians. This uptick has gone largely unnoticed, and Curry is afraid most people underestimate just how limited religious freedom actually is in India. In 2018 alone, he says, 635 pastors were arrested and held without trial because of their faith.
Those churches and people who have a passion for India need to let people know that the environment has shifted over the last 6 years, and it's a new world that we really need to be praying for the Christian church.
Please keep praying for Indian churches facing abuse and persecution. Also consider contacting your government representative to help make India's Christians heard. Visit missionnews.org for more ways to help through Open Doors USA. Of the 7 million people in Hong Kong, 11% identify as Christian. Another 4% identify as Muslim. Horizons International operates under the belief that every person and every community are called to fulfill the Great Commission, whether it's in the Middle East or Hong Kong. Horizons International's Pierre Husny explains.
I think a problem that we've, as a missions community, that we've fallen into in the past is that many people have kind of an idea, maybe a post-colonialist idea, that God has called Americans to go out throughout the world and train the indigenous people to reach their own people.
Husny says this isn't what's shown in the Bible. As the Arab diaspora takes Muslims to Hong Kong, Horizons International is equipping the local church to reach them with the gospel.
Converts from Islam to Christianity have found safe haven there. So we've actually been in touch with Saudi believers or other believers from a Muslim background who have sought a safe haven in Hong Kong.
This summer, Horizons International Asia will teach local Christians how to understand and reach their Muslim neighbor. Learn how to pray for these meetings at missionnews.org. And a will needs a way for Cuban believers. Farms International is providing a chance for a better life. When farms began operating in Cuba 8 years ago, residents were facing failed government programs. There was limited purchasing power, and many were unable to get the loans needed to build businesses and improve communities. Today, Bill Wingenroth says zero-interest loans through farms have helped communities and churches grow and provide for others.
We've started business after business after business, and it's been a very successful program in Cuba. Farms International has just been an answer to my prayer for the Cuban people to be able to take pride and be able to build up their church and also be able to provide jobs for people within the church.
With more programs than funding, Bill Wingenroth asks the broader church to financially support Farms International and asks believers to pray Farms loans will have maximum impact on local churches and communities, for wisdom among leaders working to teach business, and to pray for the committees overseeing loans. Find your place in the story and learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to help advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. They're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Just look for the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.